I'm so honored and grateful to be back with him. And so I wanted someone to lead us into this series today that I just felt like we've got so many great speakers that are part of our church. But I wanted them to be able to flow in what God's called them to do. And I wanted someone who I knew carried the heart of this house, was extended family of this house, a spiritual son of mine, and one of the closest things to me stylistically that you're gonna get. And his name is Pastor Darius McClure. He's the executive pastor of Rock City Church in Birmingham. He is, listen to me, a spiritual son of this family, and he is well able to teach God's word. He's gonna teach part one of this new series called I'm Looking for Something. And so this is what I want you to do. Don't watch the preacher preach. Help the preacher preach. I want you, after this promo, to get up on your feet and welcome Pastor Darius McClure. Check out this promo first. There's burdens we're bearing that God never intended for us to carry alone. You got to give that to me, because you can't carry that. There's some direction that we need. We've got some decisions to make and want to make the right ones. Some of us in a season where our choices are much more consequential. The margin of error is smaller. Don't have as much time to recover from the wrong decisions in this season. So we want to make right ones.
Come on, give God praise in this place, Change Church. No, I said give God praise in this place, Change Church. If he woke you up this morning, lift your hands all over the building right now. Father, with this being seek season,
yes,
I declare this is a hungry house. God, we're hungry for your principles and your power. If there's anything that's hindering us to receive all that you want to say and do in this moment,
yes, Lord,
take it away. Now we declare, God, because this is seek season, we're not just hungry for a teaching,
yes,
but we're hungry for a touch.
Yes.
Touch us like never before, that we'll leave out stronger, wiser, better. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Now I dare you to go crazy and tear the roof off. Yeah. I love it. Listen, I'm so honored to be with you today. I believe that there's only one Pastor Darius and Pastor Shamika Daniels. Can we go crazy for the incredible life and leadership of Pastor Darius and Shamika Daniels? They've impacted my life greatly. His mentorship, his leadership guidance has helped me to become the man I am today. So honored to be with you guys. I'm on assignment. I'm ready to teach. Are y'all ready to help me preach today? All right, stand to your feet. I ain't never been pushed by Ike before, y'all. It's about to be different today. Go with me to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. We're going to pick up in verse 2. If you're online, we'll give you a few moments to catch up with this. Joshua chapter 1, verse 2. I'm in the NLT. So excited to start off this Seek Season series. And the scripture reads, Moses, my servant, is dead.
Yes.
The time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. Verse 3. I promise you. Y'all think I'm talking about Joshua. I'm really talking about you. Are you ready? I want you to shout your name out. I promise what I promised Moses. Wherever, shout your name out. Set your foot will be on land that I'm giving you. I heard this the crazy service that y'all love Jesus and y'all don't mind driving the devil crazy. If you don't mind, I want you to high five everybody in your area and tell them today's topic. Tell them, I'm looking for a reason. That was the wrong one. High five another one and tell them, I'm looking for a reason. You can be seated in the Lord's house. Anybody ever had a bad day? Come on, I'm at Change Church. We're a real church, right? Anybody ever had a bad day, like one of them days, to where you wake up and your significant other is talking sideways and looking at you crazy, but because you saved, you have some restraint and don't respond the way you could have responded, but you keep moving, only to go into the next room and your child is feeling themselves and trying you like they have lost their absolutely everlasting mind. But nevertheless, not my will.
Talk, sir.
His will be done. So you get your save, loving Jesus, change church going self in your car, on your way to work, and somebody in traffic. And it ain't no traffic like Atlanta traffic. Tries you to the highest level of trativity. While you're on your way to work, watch this, everybody, and you finally get to work and you have to have that conversation with yourself. And you say, self, if anybody even look at me the wrong way, I'm looking for a reason to go off. In culture, when I say I'm looking for a reason, it suggests that I'm looking for a reason to go off. But in the kingdom, when we say, I'm looking for a reason, we're suggesting I'm looking for a reason to go up. And I wonder if I have anybody in Change Church at this service today that's making up a decision in your mind, watch this, during this sick season, that you're ready for your family to go up. You're ready for your favor to go up. You're ready for your finances to go up. You're ready for your peace to go up. Well, don't wait till you get it. Shout until it's going up. Watch this, everybody, because if you got a reason, watch this, seek season is only for those who are saved but have a knock if you buck in your spirit. I'm getting ready to go to war for my family, for my future, because I am not about to settle for less than God's best for my life. I'm looking for a reason. I'm looking for a reason to be all that God has called me to be. I'm looking for a reason to tell the devil no and tell God yes. I'm looking for, somebody shout, I'm looking for a reason. Seek season. Seek season. Write this down. It's a set time to radically stop focusing on where God was and start fighting for where God is. Y'all missed that. Seek season is a set time to radically stop focusing on where God was and start fighting for where God is. Because the most dangerous place that you can ever be is where God was. Because for some of us, seek season might also be breakup season. And you think I'm talking about breaking up with people? What if God is calling you to break up with who you used to be? Jesus didn't even enter or start ministry or miracles until he had 40 days of a seek season, 40 days of fasting and fighting himself, only for one moment to fight with the enemy. They missed it over here. I'm gonna talk to y'all. He spent 40 days trying to overcome him. Only for one moment to overcome the enemy. Because when you can conquer you, the devil can't even stop you. And I wonder, do I have some people in the room today that during this seek season, I'm going to war against me, myself. And I'm not blaming other people for where I am, because I can't have blessings and blame at the same time. I'm about to seek. I'm about to seek God. This ain't about goals. This is about God. In other words, heaven, you better prepare to be sick of me. I'm about to seek you like the deer thirst for water. I'm about to seek you. As, watch this, everybody, in Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his comma. Not a period. Comma. Because seeking has benefits. He said, if you seek me first, you don't have to chase things. Things will start chasing you. And I wonder if I have somebody that can give God a praise break and take a full lap around Atlanta, because during this season, I'm about to chase God and stuff about to start chasing me. Why are you looking like that? That's just favor chasing me. That's just healing chasing me. That's just breakthrough chasing me. Somebody shout, it's chasing me down. Well, I dare you to praise God right now. No, you looking at me like I'm gonna do it for you. But when you praise him, watch this, your praise might birth you a new season. It's seek season. This is what we see someone struggling. Moses is leading an entire nation, and they are stuck in the process when God wants them in promise. He says, I want to take you from Egypt to the wilderness to Canaan, but I got to put you in the process. Somebody write this down. It's Theomuses on the spot revelation. But I got to put you in process because there are no shortcuts in Canaan. So I got to get Egypt out of you in the wilderness so that you don't take Egypt with you in the promise. But here they are in the process, not allowing God to refine what he wants to get out of them in the process. And so God pulls up on Moses in Exodus 33, verse 3. And he says, go up to the land flowing with milk and honey. But I'm not going with you. You can have the promise, but you won't have me. This is what I'm calling secular faith. Okay. Secular faith, watch this everybody, is when you seek progress without his presence.
I don't want it, man,
God. I don't want the relationship if I can't have God with it. I don't want the new job if I can't have God with it. I don't want the new house if I can't have God with it. Because this is the season and the life where I'm pursuing presence over progress. He says, you can have a promise, but you can't have me. Now watch this, everybody. This is what's so good. Because nothing reveals who you truly are until God tells you to be still.
Demon, stop it.
Do I need to run that back?
Please.
I wanted to be a battle rapper in my former life. If you want me to run it back, just
run it back.
All right. Here it is. Nothing reveals who you truly are like when God tells you to be still. And this is why when God tells many people to be still, they leave churches. This is why the divorce rate is so high, because when God is telling you to be still, you think you're stuck. It's a difference between being still and being stuck. Are you hearing me? Being still is intentional. Being stuck is immaturity. And here it is. He looks at Moses, remember? And he says, I know you got Pharaoh behind you. I know you have the Red Sea in front of you. But be still and know that I am God. And some of us will never get to know God because we don't know how to be still. Are you too busy to get better? It's secular faith. You prioritize and watch this, progress over presence. But Moses get a seek season in his spirit. And he says in verse 15, if your presence don't go with us, I'm not going. I wonder, do I have anybody that has seeking faith? You don't have secular faith. You're not prioritizing progress over presence. You're saying, God, I'm seeking your presence for my progress. That before I say yes to them, I'm going to wait on you. And I'm not going to set goals or new seasons and then try to put your name on it. Are y'all hearing this today? And so here it is, everybody. I want you to catch this, because in our text today, we arrive at Joshua chapter 1. We arrived at Joshua chapter 1, and God gives the news. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, I want to be clear. You can't get to the book of Joshua if you're not a fighter. Because this book is not for people who will settle for just getting to the promised land. This book is only for people that's ready to fight to go through the promised land. You will not appreciate the book of Joshua until you get, watch this, unsatisfied with always being at almost. And here it is. I'm declaring over your life, you can receive it if you want. God is about to shift you in this sixth season. Watch this, from almost to all mine. Y'all not ready. Y'all don't know when to have church. Joy, it's all mine. Peace, it's all mine. Favor, it's all mine. What is it that you need God to release over your life? I dare you to shout, it's all mine. It's all mine. But what do you do when a fighter is stuck in his feelings? Moses is grieving the loss. I'm sorry, Joshua is grieving the loss of Moses. Moses represents, watch this, what they used to use to seek God. Moses represents the bridge between their relationship with God, because it was only Moses that would meet with God face to face. And here he is. What do you do when what brought you closer to God no longer works? What do you do when what God used to use to help you is now hurting you? He said, he's dead. Then he looks at him and says, get up. He's dead. Get up. They don't know when to shout on the east side, so I'm coming to the west side. Moses dead, y'all. Now you. It's almost Easter. Y'all don't know when to shout, because what Joshua did for the children of Israel in the Old Testament, Jesus did for us in the New Testament. He took them into a promised land, but Jesus took us into a promised life. But what are you hurting over that's holding you down? Don't allow your hurt to damage your hunger. Get up. Get up out of that depression. Get up. Get up out of debt. It's time for you to get up. I don't know what pit you may be in, but I have a word for you. Get up. Watch this. It's not just feel good preacher. It's balanced. Because he says, Moses is dead. Give up. Is he being inconsiderate? No. He says there's a time to grieve. But be careful when grief becomes a grave. At some point, you got to get up. I know they're gone, but you got to get up. I know the relationship is dead, but they're still alive. Because grief is not just about grieving dead things. Some of us are grieving people who still living. The relationship is never going to be like what it used to be. Let it go. Get up. Get up. In other words, Joshua, I need you in this Sikh season to learn how to grieve and grow at the same time. Joshua is struggling. Moses is gone. So at this point, he has to get direct instructions from God himself. And he's struggling with what I call lethal loyalty.
I see you, D-Man.
I feel my help somewhere. What's lethal loyalty? When we keep choosing our history over our destiny. And I got a word, just because you have history with them does not mean they're still healthy for you. What do you do when God is telling you to get up and they want to stay down?
Yes.
It's lethal loyalty. What do you do when you're not struggling with being loyal to people, but you struggle with being loyal to places? God left, but you stayed. Not just physical places, a place in time. Somebody that God wants to use may have hurt you in the past, but because you can't get over that place where you got hurt, you mismanaging the relationship that can take you into your future. And God is looking at us and saying, I need you to shift. Because what you went through in your past is about to be passports for your future. And for some of us are wondering, how am I going to get over this loss? I'm telling you today that God wants to turn your losses into leverage. That what the enemy meant for evil, God is about to turn it around for your good. And this is your season. Watch this. To get up. I want you to check this out now, because here's what's so good about this. In this text, he's showing us that Moses is dead and you're still down in a season that I need you to get up. Because Joshua, when you get up, the people can go in. Who is not going in? Because you won't get up. Whose life is on hold? Because you keep focusing on your hurt. And it's a difference between having a healed heart and a hard heart. Some of us, not the strong friend, we just numb. Oh. Are y'all hearing this? And so our text reveals to us three things that we're going to have to let die in this Sikh season. Can I give it to you? Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready? Somebody shout, I'm looking for to release dead strategies. Dead strategies. What if in the text Moses dying does not just represent a dead person? It also represents the death of an old strategy. That he had a good strategy. Watch this. He was a good strategy to get the people out of Egypt, but was a bad strategy to get Egypt out of the people. So watch this. I want you to see it in your life. So the strategy worked to get you saved, but it won't work to keep you strong. So you can be saved a long time. You're growing old, but you're not growing up. Y'all not having church. And I wonder, do I have somebody in the room today that's saying, God, I don't just want to go into a new year. God, I want to get better and experience new. Y'all not having church. I'm looking for a reason to release dead strategies. Moses dead. Somebody going to look at somebody this week that's trying to take you back, and you're going to say to yourself, Moses dead. He dead. He died. But watch this. He says, I got a strategy for you. And here's the strategy. Joshua 1 verse 3, he says, I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set your foot. Wherever you standing on business. Oh, y'all standing on business. Wherever you set your feet, it's on land I've given you. Now, is the land just for Joshua or is it for a whole nation? But he says, wherever you set your feet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because people will treat you better once they realize that your feet will determine their seat. Y'all don't know who I'm talking to. Do I have anybody in the room today that say you can walk out my life, laugh at me, talk about me, but I'm taking my favor with me? And if you knew that the favor that was on your life was just my overflow, you would be treating me better. I dare you to praise God right now that he's blessed wherever you put your feet. I dare you to start walking right now. Because as you walk right here, he's giving you dominion. Look at your neighbor and say, watch my feet work. Watch my feet.
Work, sir.
In this Sikh season, you not just, watch this.
You work it, sir.
Gonna be fighting with your hands. The devil after your feet. The property you want, go put your feet on it. Y'all not have a church with me. The dream you got, go put your feet on it. The problem is you staying put in the season and section that you in, but if you get your feet out, you can get your mind out. And if you get your mind out, you can get your life out. Do I have anybody in the room that's saying, God, I'm declaring over my life that I'm taking new territory. I'm walking in new authority. I'm looking for a reason. But what do you do when he say, go put your feet on it, but it's already preoccupied? Somebody is already where he's telling you to go. But you fight different when you know it belongs to you. I know it's yours right now, but you was just preparing it for me. Maybe that's what he meant when he'll say he'll prepare a table in the presence of your enemies. Do I have anybody in the room today? Tario, I'm done. I always wanted to say that. Tario not here. He in the new season. All right, here it is. So number one, now hear me right here, because we're embarking on a fast corporately together for the first time, all right? And this is not a diet.
Yes, sir.
It's a death. What needs to die? So that something new can live. It's not just a diet. We're not doing this to lose weight physically. Some of us need to lose some spiritual weight. Been carrying unnecessary fat that's been dragging you down and holding you back. So number two, you're going to have to release dead seasons. Moses dying in the text represents the death of a season. And one of the, watch this, one of the worst things you could do is allow God to shift you into a new season while you're still married to the old season. Because just because you're in a new place does not mean you have a new perspective.
Oh, that's so good.
And if we don't let go of dead seasons, this won't be a seek season, it'll be a sorry cycle.
Oh. Jesus! Amen.
Time will move, but you won't. Time will move, but your life won't. Are you still arguing about the same thing you've been arguing about for the last decade? Moses dead. Not only do you need to let go of dead strategies, not only dead seasons, but last but not least, dead squads.
That's it.
Moses didn't die in the wilderness by himself. His entire generation died too. And God didn't want him to die there. He said, I have a land flowing with milk and honey. That's my preferred plan for you. But what do you do when even God gets tired of you? You can stand to your feet. I'm closing out. Y'all keep sitting down. I'm going to keep talking. Then I'm. Here it is. Catch this. I want you to catch this. Somebody shout dead squads. Moses died in a place that God did not want him to die in. He had the word of God. He wrote the commandments. He had the presence of God. He saw God face to face. His light would shine. But his greatest enemy was his inner me. And during seek season, watch this. God is not just allowing you to seek him to get closer to him so that you can reveal more about him. But God wants you to get closer to him so that he can reveal more of you to you. And so you have to release the dead squads, because if not, you can't arrive at the right place holding on to the wrong people. Anybody ever lost a remote? It's a struggle bus in my house. Like, I'm talking about the Roku remote. You know, that thing's small and you lose it, like. And you start flipping over furniture. You're looking at everybody in the house like, you're not gonna help me find a remote? Not everybody in the house gotta help you find a remote. And the Holy Spirit hit me and said, we seek harder for a lost remote than we do for his presence. When was the last time you flipped over some stuff to get to him? When was the last time you said, if you're going to be connected to me, you're going to have to seek with me to get to him? So, Father, I pray right now for the people in the room that you don't just increase their hunger, you also change their appetite. The things that they used to like, they won't even have an appetite for anymore. God, I say thank you for a radical revival and a wonderful change that's happening in their life. We're releasing dead strategies, dead season, and dead squads to be all that you've called and crafted us to be. Now, may we not leave out of here the same way we came in.
Yes, Lord.
We're leaving out stronger, wiser, better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.